Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
One more very warm day near record highs today, and then our trick-or-treat forecast looks more like a trick with temperatures in the 40s and a chance of showers. I'll walk you through the timeline.
A local church wants answers after its Israeli flag was torn down and damaged. What surveillance video is revealing about this act of vandalism?
A new step today in the effort to better regulate artificial intelligence.
The technology right now has evolved so much faster than the laws, and the laws are struggling to catch up.
What's included in the executive order unveiled by the Biden administration just an hour ago? It's a busy morning at RDU. A new direct flight with Air France takes off to Paris today. Coming up, how much it could cost you to take a trip there next summer. Tell you what, a trip to the City of Light sounds rather nice, doesn't it? But happy to be here as well as we get you started on a Monday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we were flying high this weekend in the last several days. A nice stretch of weather.
High temperatures.
We're about to get grounded, though, real quick here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with what's ahead tomorrow.
Oh, man. So we're going to see 85 for the high today with lots of sunshine. But right in time for trick-or-treating, the rain starts to roll in. Temperatures are going to be dropping all day. You know, that happens sometimes, you know, as we're transitioning into fall. The warmest temperature will be in the morning, and then temperatures fall during the afternoon. That's going to be a Tuesday for us. But today looks gorgeous. We stop at there at lunchtime and again at 5 o'clock. Overnight tonight, the clouds start to move in, and there could be a few light showers in our northern counties late tonight, early tomorrow. Lunchtime is probably going to be pretty dry, but by 3 o'clock, we're seeing showers from the Triangle area north and west. It stays a little drier in Goldsboro and Clinton. If there's any dry place that's going to happen during trick-or-treat time, that's where it's going to be. Otherwise, we're going to see that rain gradually sliding eastward through around midnight. So mid-afternoon through midnight. It doesn't give us much of a window to get any trick-or-treating in that's dry. However, it does look like it's going to be fairly light. I'll show you the amounts of rain we could see coming up. Here's a live look at Zebulon this morning. Temperatures are in the mid-60s. We have a southwest wind. We're clear this morning, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue. It's in the 50s in the north, but elsewhere looking at low to mid-60s, so it's a nice mild morning for us. And again, we're looking at almost a record high in the mid-80s. Again, we're going to take a deep dive into tomorrow, talk about how quickly the temperatures drop and how much rain we'll see. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 6:02 right now, and some new information. We have some new data about this crash in Garner. It's at 40 westbound at Jones Sausage Road. That initial call came in on the eastbound side, but apparently it's westbound. I'm still not seeing any delays, though, on the sensors in that area. Also up on the north side of Raleigh, watching a crash apparently with injuries at Lynn Road and Glendower Road, which is not too far from Leesville Road. I have seen some sensor data indicating some delays on that westbound side of Lynn Road heading away from Leesville back toward Glenwood. And on the east side of Central Durham, watch for a crash getting cleared right now from Liberty Street at Alston Avenue.
And we're following some breaking news out of Goldsboro this morning. A 17-year-old male died in a shooting just before 1 o'clock this morning. Take a look at this map to give you a reference point in terms of where this incident happened in the 900 block of South Audubon Avenue. Goldsboro PD says officers responded to the scene after getting a shot spotter alert of multiple gunshots. Some Wayne County deputies were also in the area and responded as well. Well, when they got on the scene, they found that 17-year-old male suffering gunshot wounds. That teen was pronounced dead on the scene. We're, of course, working to get the identity of that teen. So far, no arrest. We'll stay on top of this story and keep you updated.
Starting today, a new airline is flying in and out of RDU, where you're looking live on the right side of your screen. Air France flights will fly passengers from Paris nonstop to the Triangle. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at the airport this morning. Kelsey, this new partnership is another sign of the growth we have been seeing at the airport.
Jeff, absolutely. RDU just keeps expanding, and there's a lot of folks who are headed out to their destinations this morning, a very busy morning here at RDU. If you're planning your next family vacation or a couple's getaway, you have another option to take a direct flight to France. Starting today, Air France will fly out of RDU three times a week until March 31st. After that, it will fly out every day. Air France is partnering with Delta Airlines to bring their first flight to RDU. This comes with
before the airport gets another European direct flight next year. The destination, Frankfurt, Germany. This direct flight to France is convenient for anyone who may be interested in going to the Summer Olympics. I checked for you earlier this morning. Flights cost about $1,600, so now is probably the time to start saving. And that first Air France flight takes off tonight at 7:45. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live at RDU.
We're working to learn if charges for the man accused of shooting a 15-year-old boy near Moore Square Magnet Middle School will be upgraded after the teen died. Shamar Leverett's family tells WRL he died from his injuries yesterday at Wake Med Hospital. Police say Leverett was shot near the school last Monday by 22-year-old Stephen Stanley. And Stanley was charged after the shooting with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and possession of a firearm by a felon. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today as the risk that the war between Israel and Hamas will spread to other countries is growing. Officials here in the U.S. say Iranian-backed militias are upping their efforts to attack American troops in the region. And close U.S. ally Jordan is asking Washington to deploy Patriot missiles to strengthen air defenses at its borders. Vice President Kamala Harris says there is absolutely no intention to send American troops into Israel or Gaza. This all comes as Israeli military forces are increasing their presence near the border of Gaza. Israel is also increasing airstrikes as it aims to destroy Hamas. Israel says it is using weapons powerful enough to collapse Hamas tunnels. Gaza officials say more than 8,000 Palestinians have been killed.
We're working to learn more information about a crash on Atlantic Avenue in Raleigh. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker last night near New Hope Church Road. WRL has reached out to officials regarding any injuries or cause of this crash. We've not yet heard back. In the last hour, the White House unveiled a new executive order regulating artificial intelligence. That new order requires powerful AI systems to share their safety test results and other critical information with the U.S. government. They must also develop standards, tools, and tests to help ensure AI systems are safe, secure, and trustworthy. And they have to establish standards to protect Americans from AI-enabled fraud and deception. WRL spoke with Duke legal and ethical tech expert Lee Dietrich about the struggles lawmakers are facing now with how to regulate AI.
It's very hard because the technology right now has evolved so much faster than the laws, and the laws are struggling to catch up. So, you know, part of it is policymakers need to learn about how the technology works, and the technology keeps moving so quickly.
The order comes just 2 days before a world summit in the UK about the potential risks of AI.
The Nash County Sheriff's Office is investigating after someone vandalized an Israeli flag outside a church. This happened over the weekend at Christian Fellowship Church Sandy Cross in Elm City. A church surveillance camera from late Saturday night shows a man walking by the entrance, and a short while later, the man runs back into the frame and throws the wadded-up flag into a storm drain. A church maintenance worker discovered the flag there yesterday morning.
It looks as though the rope that it anchors up on the flag, it was cut. That's how they got it down. And then they ripped into it.
The church's pastor says its other flags, including the U.S. state and Christian flags, were all untouched.
You may find your local pharmacy understaffed today as employees plan to walk out in protest of their working conditions. Some staff at CVS, Walgreens, and other chains say they will call out sick today through Wednesday. They're trying to convince the company higher-ups to hire more staff to improve their workplaces. They are also calling for higher pay, more input in their scheduling, and guaranteed hours. More than 2,000 workers nationwide may take part in this walkout.
You have two more days to vote on how Durham spends $2.4 million. City residents age 13 and up can rank their top choices from 10 project proposals they would like to see funded. Examples include adding a skate park to Duke Park, security measures for Durham Housing Authority homes, park improvements, and more. You can find the link to vote at the website on the bottom of your screen. Voting closes tomorrow.
Palestinian supporters here in the Triangle are making their voices heard.
It looks like giving people back their rights and their freedoms to not have to fear being bombed every night.
The ways they're showing their support as the war in the Middle East intensifies.
Halloween is almost here, and this display is making people in one Raleigh neighborhood smile. What inspired these decorations that have developed a big following on social media? And it looks like the weather may be more of a trick than a treat for Halloween. Looking gorgeous today with mid-80s. We drop into the 40s for tomorrow evening with a good chance of rain across the viewing area. I'll walk you through the timeline and how much rain we could see coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and we take a look outside. It's nice and clear out there this morning. At the bus stop, it's going to feel very comfortable. Our temperature is anywhere from the upper 50s to low and mid 60s as the kids are headed out to school this morning. Shorts and t-shirts for sure, but then after that, you may want to put them away. I mean, maybe until next spring. We're not going to see temperatures like this again anytime soon. And, you know, we're headed toward, you know, December in January. It's going to feel like January later this week, but afternoon temperatures in the mid 80s. Trick-or-treat forecast, of course, as we've been talking about all morning, is not looking great. We're looking at some showers that will start around the middle of the afternoon tomorrow and last all the way through the evening. The good thing about it is the rain will be fairly light, so you probably can get out with an umbrella without a lot of heavy rain. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 6:13, some new information. That crash we've been following in Garner on 40 westbound right around the Jones Sausage Road interchange now leading to an 18-minute slowdown, according to the latest sensor readings. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Jones Sausage Road, you'll be on the other side of that. I'll have an update on this coming up in just a few minutes. Also watching a crash up on the north side of Raleigh on Lynn Road, not too far from Leesville Road, and just east of downtown Durham, a crash at Liberty Street at Alston Avenue. Jeff?
Happening in Raleigh, Brian. Supporters of the Palestinian people are making their voices heard in the capital city for the third weekend in a row. There was a large pro-Palestinian rally in Moore Square. The one yesterday had about 200 people. They mourned the children of Gaza who have died in this conflict, and demonstrators shared a list of names. They laid shoes on the ground to represent the kids who were taken. Some had signs that read, "Resisting occupation isn't terrorism."
Giving people back their rights and their freedoms, to not have to fear being bombed every night, to not have to fear whether they can go back home, whether they can contact their family, whether they're going to have electricity.
This war started after roughly 2,500 Hamas fighters attacked Israeli outposts and settlements on October 7th. They killed more than 1,400 people, mostly Jews and mostly civilians.
Today, you can meet some Raleigh police officers while attending a fun Halloween event. From 5 to 7 tonight, the Raleigh Police Advisory Board is hosting a trunk or treat at Lions Park on Dennis Avenue. You can learn about the board's goals of bridging the gap between the community and RPD. Children and adults are all welcome to attend.
Authorities in Chicago are working to determine what led to a shooting that left 15 people hurt at a Halloween party. This happened Sunday, and police say when they got there, they found a person firing shots into the building where that event was taking place. Officers say that person tried to run away, the shooter, but was later arrested. At least 13 people were shot. Investigators say the venue where the party was held has a history of throwing unlicensed events.
And a gag order is back in effect this morning in Donald Trump's federal election interference case. It was reimposed yesterday after the presiding judge ended her pause on the order. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, overseeing the case in Washington, D.C., put the order back into play. It bars the former president from making public comments targeting prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses. The judge agreed to reinstate the order after prosecutors cited Trump's recent social media comments about his former chief of staff. This is the second gag order against Trump and his speech.
Students from North Carolina HBCUs will be in the Triangle today to learn more about careers in technology. Lenovo is hosting the event today at its headquarters in Morrisville. It is part of the company's program called Black Leaders Achieving Success in Technology, BLAST. Students will take part in lessons in resume building, networking, making elevator pitches, and other topics.
The FDA is warning you should get your child tested for lead if you've given them a certain kind of applesauce. The agency says Wana Bana apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches sold at stores, including Sam's Club and Dollar General, as well as on Amazon, contain high levels of lead. and they're being recalled after an investigation here in North Carolina found high lead levels in the blood of children in the western part of the state. If your child has eaten one of these pouches, you should call their doctor about getting a blood test.
You ever seen a skeleton do yard work, get a flu shot, clean the house? Every day in October, a Raleigh mom and her two kids entertain their neighbors with skeletons doing everyday ordinary chores. Their show is called Indiana Bones and has hundreds of followers on Instagram. It started in 2020 at their home off Six Forks Road to make people smile during the pandemic. More than 100 poses later, it is still going strong. You can look for this story on WRL.com to see all of their poses. They may be posing with an umbrella tomorrow. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what is on the way.
Yeah, I hate to say it. It's so pretty now. It's such a gorgeous weekend, and it was dry for pretty much the entire week last week. Once this moves through, we're dry for the rest of the week. So the timing on this, you know, just that makes you want to, you know, pull your hair out. Goldsboro and Fayetteville, Apex and Chapel Hill, all quiet this morning. Temperatures are in the 60s as you're stepping out the door. Clear skies there in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. But here comes our front. We were talking about this front last week, and you know, looking at the fact that maybe it was going to rain, it was trending drier, and then it was trending wetter, and it's definitely trending wetter at this point. You know, just about a little over 24 hours out, the rain is actually to the west of the front itself. So the front will come through. Temperatures will start to drop during the day tomorrow, and then the rain moves in mid to late afternoon. Today looks gorgeous again, just like the weekend. We'll pause it here at noon with clear skies, and we're clear all the way up until around sunset. Then some clouds move through, and some isolated showers too tonight and early tomorrow, mainly from the triangle northward. We're pretty quiet right at lunchtime, but at 3 o'clock, that main band of rain starts to move in. We're seeing that rain in the triangle at 3 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, it stretches almost to Goldsboro and Clinton. If anybody's going to have dry trick or treat time, it's likely to be parts of Wayne County and Sampson County. By 7 or 8 o'clock, that rain shifts far enough east, but it's likely to be raining for the rest of us almost that entire time from mid to late afternoon all the way up until around midnight. But the amounts are going to be light. The heaviest rain will be up to the north, where we'll see as much as a quarter of an inch, maybe a third of an inch. That's still not very much. And then maybe just a few tenths to hundredths of an inch around the triangle area. Again, that's very little rain. So it may be that you're taking an umbrella because it's sprinkling a little light rain, but still it's going to be chilly and maybe a little breezy too. So at 5 o'clock, 47, at 7 o'clock, 47, 46 at 9 o'clock, a good chance of rain, 40% chance. But again, those amounts will be light. Of course, today is dry. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are all dry, of course. But the next 3 days, of course, messy. 85 today. The record's 86, so we're close to the record today. 49 in the afternoon for Halloween, and then we do jump to 52 on Wednesday. But 52 is close to our normal high in January. This Arctic air comes pushing in. We're going to see a good chance of frost on Wednesday morning, but we have a good chance of our first real freeze across the entire viewing area on Thursday morning. In the tropics, this little cell continues to weaken, just a 30% chance of developing, a 40% chance of the one down in the Caribbean. So just a kind of a rude awakening whiplash with our weather between today and tomorrow, and then gradually warming up, and we are back into the 70s, thankfully. You know, I kind of liked it being warm, but 70s will be okay for us over the weekend.
I know you didn't like it. Sunshine and highs in the 50s, that is perfect weather.
Oh, it's going to be too chilly.
It is 6:20 right now, and I am watching some big delays on 40 westbound heading through Garner. A report of a crash this morning on 40 West right around the Jones Sausage Road interchange. Sensors right now indicating an 18-minute backup as you head, especially between the 70 Business and Jones Sausage interchanges. This may be overdoing it just a little bit as we take a look at the sensor readings there. The backups begin right around the Garner Road Bridge and extend to Jones Sausage. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Jones Sausage, you'll be on the other side of that crash and those delays. And a reminder, if you're heading out right now around Wake County, you can listen to us at 99.3 FM as WRL News Plus continues live on the radio. Watching some delays building on US 1 northbound coming out of Apex. By the time you get up to the 64 Tryon Road interchange in Raleigh, traffic's flowing freely through Cary.
Brian, thanks. Fans of Friends are coming to terms with the loss of one of its stars. Reaction to the tragic death of Matthew Perry and the questions that remain.
Also, a traffic sign displaying a racial slur in Wake County. The construction company's explanation and a response from a social justice advocate.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Fans and co-stars of Matthew Perry are coming together to share their memories after his shocking death.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, really sad story from the weekend. Morgan Fairchild, who played Chandler Bing's mother on Friends, shared her heartbreak in a tribute on social media. Also, Maggie Wheeler, who played Chandler's ex-girlfriend Janice, said that she was blessed by every creative moment they shared. And Yvette Nicole Brown, who starred with Perry on The Odd Couple, called him a sweetheart who deserved more peace in this life.
I watched this the first time through, you know, on that Thursday night NBC lineup of must-see TV way back when. Now my kids have watched the reruns of it, you know, so it's kind of transcended a generation there. So they're in as much shock as a lot of folks are.
Yeah, and he was such a fan favorite among that cast. You know, Chandler Bing was the one who got all the punchlines and the funny comments. And even though he brought so many laughs over the years, he really struggled behind the scenes. And that was something that came out in his memoir last year about his struggles with drugs and also alcohol and his whole recovery and fight for sobriety. And so he's been through a lot. There's a price to fame, certainly, but he will be so missed. He certainly brought a lot of joy and laughter in the 90s and early 2000s when so many people watched Friends.
He did that.
Brian, thank you. The Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers square off in Game 3 of the World Series tonight. The Fall Classic is tied at one game each after the Rangers took Game 1 Friday night and the Diamondbacks answered on Saturday. First pitch for tonight's game in Arizona is at 8. You can watch all the action on Fox 50.
Quarterback Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers are celebrating a Sunday night football win. Herbert tossed 3 touchdowns, including this one to Austin Eckler, as the Chargers got a 30-13 win over the Chicago Bears. Bears undrafted rookie quarterback Tyson Bagent struggled in his second start. He threw 2 interceptions in the loss. NFL's Week 8 wraps up tonight as the Detroit Lions take on the Las Vegas Raiders. Monday Night Football it is. Kickoff for the games at 8:15 on ESPN.
It's a busy morning at RDU. The first Air France direct flight to Paris takes off today. Coming up, how much it could cost you to take a trip there next summer.
And speaking of summer, summer is over for us after today. We're going to see temperatures dropping 40 degrees by tomorrow afternoon. We'll also have some showers for trick-or-treat time. I'll go over the timeline. And President Biden announcing an executive order on artificial intelligence today from the White House, where you're looking live. What it includes as policymakers try to keep up with the technology.